Hello, good morning. Welcome to AM Update on the Talking Information Center for today, Thursday, the 28th of May, 2026. I'm John. Andrew LaPointe has this morning off, so we'll jump right into the top headlines in the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald. Front page of today's Boston Globe, for Clover, the math stopped working. One visionary company faced a shift in tastes and increasingly financial pressure. Also on the front page of today's Boston Globe, coverage now out of reach for many here, tens of thousands going without health insurance as premiums en masse soar. With help from a big name, Vermont takes on ticket resellers. Top headline on the front page of today's Boston Globe, I just don't feel it here in New England. Whether it's the sky-high prices or the crackdown on immigrants, World Cup fans fear there's something missing this time around. A shining star on and off the court. As a creator of Neighborhood Basketball League, Roscoe Baker helped heal the city's racial divide. Turning to the front page of today's Boston Herald, Family Man, story on Mike Vrabel, who knows what's going to come up. Also on the front page, Red, White, and Bummer, town cancels fourth fireworks with no refunds. All of those stories and more come your way on the Talking Information Center. Our newspaper coverage gets underway at 8 o'clock. The Wall Street Journal is at 8, followed by the Boston Globe at 9, the Boston Herald at 10, the Washington Post at 11 o'clock, and at 12 noon, it's today's reading of the New York Times. And right now, on AM Update, a check on your latest weather forecast, also still to come, lottery numbers, this day in history, science update, your complete program schedule, and we'll have a special short story being read by TIC volunteer Sue Beldotti. You're listening to the Talking Information Center, and this is AM Update. Here's the forecast for the Boston and South Shore area on the Talking Information Center from the National Weather Service. For today, increasing clouds, an afternoon thunderstorm isn't out of the question with temperatures in the upper 60s. Overnight cloudy, an isolated shower is possible, temperatures in the lower 50s. Friday, partly sunny, temperatures near 70. The sun rose this morning at 5:12, setting at 8:11 this evening. Stay tuned for more heading your way next on the Talking Information Center. Checking those lottery numbers for this Thursday. We start with the numbers game and the midday drawing, 2397. The evening numbers, 8495. The mass cash, midday drawing, 1, 4, 5, 16, 30. The evening numbers, 18, 24, 28, 29, 35. Mega Millions numbers, 1, 5, 49, 51, 59, 7. Powerball, 5, 14, 21, 31, 51, 13. Millionaire for Life, 3, 4, 30, 40, 46, 2. Megabucks numbers, 3, 10, 13, 16, 26, 29.
You may not be aware that there are many ways to listen to your favorite programs from the Talking Information Center. You may call us at 781-834-4400 to inquire about receiving a special TIC radio receiver, or visit our website, ticnetwork.org, and click the Listen Now button on the homepage. Or listen through your phone by calling 425-585-1901. If you are a T-Mobile or Metro PCS customer, call 605-475-0129. Or listen on Amazon's Alexa. Simply say, Alexa, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or listen on Google Home or Google Home Mini. Simply say, Hey Google, Play radio station Talking Information Center, or you may listen by downloading our free app on your Apple or Android device. As you'll realize, there are many ways to access programming from the Talking Information Center these days. Choose the one that is right for you. If you would like any of this information repeated, please don't hesitate to call us at 781-834-4400 and we would be glad to assist you. Again, the number is 781-834-4400.
Now we check in with Julie, standing by with the horoscope, this day in history and science update, here on the Talking Information Center.
Good morning. This is your horoscope for Thursday, May 28th. Aries, make sure there's an equal amount of give and take in your day. Sometimes, when you love someone, you just want to keep giving and giving to demonstrate your incredible love. Be sure that you aren't draining yourself of valuable energy that you need for yourself, because maintaining your health is absolutely critical now. Also, be sure that the people on the receiving end are also giving their fair share in return. Taurus, you may be at a point where you just want to stop and rest. This is the time to do so. You deserve a break. So take this day and enjoy yourself. While there's often more fun to be had in numbers, the current reality of social distancing translates this into conference calls and online parties, so plan accordingly. The more of yourself that you share with others, the more respect you'll gain from them. Gemini, don't let things bother you. Have confidence that you're on the right track. Your strong will and erratic habits will prove quite effective on a day like today, when things are floundering and indecision abounds. It's your opportunity to grab the reins where other people have dropped them. If this puts you center stage, you're good with it. You know exactly what to say. Cancer, frolic in a wide open field today. Pick some wildflowers and put them in a vase on the kitchen table. If you can't leave the house or go beyond the backyard, do something equivalent to frolicking and picking. Small things can bring sunshine and hope to a stagnant situation. Clear your mind of unnecessary clutter and open it to new possibilities. Nature remains your best friend. Leo, tap into the electrifying energy of a day that encourages safe, appropriate social interactions and activities. You'll find plenty of oxygen to keep your internal fire raging. Take the lead, and others will follow eagerly. The chord struck within you today will surely resonate with larger plans that you've been secretly brewing in the back of your mind for some time now. Virgo, social contact may be limited, but the factors of risk and reward are still in play. From the safe remove of social distancing, the dangerous stranger myth is about fear of the unknown more than it is about imminent physical threat. By taking that risk today, you may be rewarded with a wonderful experience. Either way, you'll be in fantastic shape. Libra, take off to the stars today and keep your mind and heart open to all that's possible when you have faith in yourself and the work you do. Mastery of a skill comes when you have the guts to take it to the next level. Consider different areas of your life that require more of that confidence at this time. Balance courage with common sense as you implement this attitude in as many ways as possible. Scorpio, the masculine and feminine sides of your personality should be working together well today. The key is to keep the energy moving. Try not to stagnate on any one issue. use your words and nurturing abilities to soothe others' worries. Actively direct your energy outward with the tender sensitivity that you possess within. Your inner strength is one of your most valuable resources. Sagittarius, there's power in your words today, along with a great deal of emotional self-confidence. Things may be moving rapidly, but you have the strength and swiftness of mind to keep up. You can seize great opportunities when you team up with others. While staying in place tends to limit your social contact today, you can still proudly display your elegance by way of social media. Capricorn, this is a good day for getting out of the trenches and into the air for a fresh new perspective on a situation. Don't dwell on things beneath or behind you. Keep your attentions forward. Pick up the phone and call a close friend you haven't spoken with in a while. There may be a great deal of catching up to do. Aquarius, don't twiddle your thumbs today, waiting for someone else to make the first move. The burning restlessness inside you is a clear sign that things have to happen. Don't wait any longer to quench this thirst for adventure. There are important things to be accomplished, so get off the couch and move. Delegate tasks to others, whether at home or out, to speed up the process. You can work this from many angles. And Pisces, keep yourself open to all the possibilities that the day brings. You'll be surprised at the incredible opportunities that come your way when you stop judging people and their actions. This is a time to be humorous and sociable. Keep things light and remember to keep a healthy perspective on any situation. Words will go a long way today, so make sure to use them with great care. And on this day, in 1983, Irene Cara's song Flashdance from the Flashdance movie soundtrack goes to the top of the U.S. pop charts. Flashdance was not the first hit song from a movie soundtrack for Irene Cara, whose star was launched by the 1980 film Fame. Cara not only played the starring role of Coco in the movie Fame, but she also recorded not one, but two Oscar-nominated songs for it, the title song Fame and Out Here on My Own. By far, her biggest impact as a musician, however, would come with her work on the movie Flashdance. Flashdance was the first collaboration between producers Don Simpson and Jerry Bruckheimer, and it made extensive use of what would become a signature element of their films, montage sequences set to the tune of original soundtrack music and cut in the style of the then-infant medium of music videos. This incredibly lucrative formula, which was new to the world of feature films in 1983, would later reach its apotheosis with the Simpson-Bruckheimer classic Top Gun in 1986. And what Top Gun did for fighter jets, beach volleyball, and Kenny Loggins, Flashdance did for blast furnaces, barefoot lobster dinners, and Irene Cara. When Flashdance went to number one, it gave Cara the biggest hit of her career and helped propel the relatively low-budget film from which it came to the number three spot on the total box office revenue list for 1983. Unfortunately for Cara, her next soundtrack hit, The Dream, from the Mr. T vehicle DC Cab, would not have nearly the same cultural impact as the song that reached the top of the charts on this day in 1983. And in the morning science update, researchers at Texas A&M have developed a nasal spray that appears to reverse brain aging by calming inflammation and restoring the brain's energy systems. After just two doses, memory and cognitive function improved for months, raising hopes for future treatments targeting dementia and brain fog. And coming up on the schedule today at 8 o'clock, the Wall Street Journal, 9 o'clock, the Boston Globe, 10 o'clock, the Boston Herald, 11 o'clock, the Washington Post, noon, the New York Times, 1 o'clock, the Patriot Ledger, 1:30, the Brockton Enterprise, 2 o'clock, the Taunton Daily Gazette, 2:30, the Attleboro Sun Chronicle, 3 o'clock, the Metro West News, 3:30, the Lynn Daily Item, 4 o'clock, the Salem News, 4:30, the Gloucester Daily Times, 5 o'clock, the Daily News of Newburyport, 5:30, Providence Journal, 6 o'clock is In Perspective, 7 o'clock, Producer's Choice, 8 o'clock, AP News, 9 o'clock, The Book Hour, 10 o'clock, USA Today, and 11 o'clock, Newsmax.
And we'll close things out on AM Update. This is a short story being read by TIC volunteer Sue Beldotti.
Hi, this is Sue with a story from Tiny Tales, Stories of Romance, Ambition, and Kindness by Alexander McCall Smith. Perhaps you've heard of his series, The Ladies' Number One Detective Agency. The name of this story is Takahashi Ichiro, Passenger Pusher. And here it is. Yes, I am Takahashi Ichiro, and I started my working life as a passenger pusher, an oshiya, as we call them in Japan. For those of you who know nothing about that, and I am never surprised to find out how little you know about the way we do things in Japan, this profession involves pushing people into carriages so that the doors can close efficiently. It is a very honorable profession. I regard myself as a sort of samurai, really, since if we were not there to push people into the carriages, then the doors could not close and the trains would not run on time. I'm always astonished when I see how the doors on other people's trains have to keep opening and closing as they are obstructed by some odd leg or arm from a passenger who has not got his entire body into the carriage on time. When he's talking about carriages, parenthetically, he's talking about the trains or the subway. He says he finds it shocking, although courtesy prevents him from criticizing it too openly. We are very polite in Japan, as you may know, and we do not always express too explicitly what we are thinking so as not to give offense. All I would say is this: if you were to introduce passenger pushers on the London Underground, then you might find that your trains were more efficient. That is all I am saying. I am not criticizing your trains in any way. You may be wondering how I became a passenger pusher. When we are young, we have all sorts of ambitions. Ask any boy what he'd like to be, and he may well reply, "I would like to be a pilot or a firefighter or a train driver or something of that sort." Nowadays, of course, it is open for boys to choose many other professions, such as interior designer or hairstylist, rather than these old-fashioned male occupations. And girls, too, can choose to be engineers or excavator operators and so on. This is all to the good, as I have always believed that people should be allowed to do what they really want to do. I was not very successful in my studies at school. It was not that I did not work hard. I did. I was always studying, my nose buried in my books, but none of it seemed to stick. And when it came time to exams, I found that I could very rarely remember what I had learned as hard as I tried. My father took me aside and said, "Are you not concentrating enough, Ichiro? I see you studying so hard, and then when the results come out, there you are with very bad marks. It is very shameful." I told him that I was doing my best, and I think he believed me. My father was a very understanding man, and he did not want me to be unhappy. So he suggested that I should spend less time on my books and more on building up my muscles in the gym. If you develop a powerful physique, he said, then you will be able to find work in a job that requires strong arms and legs. When I left school, the first job the labor exchange sent me to was that of a general assistant at a railway station. I helped keep the station clean and performed any of the tasks that the station master identified. He was a kind man, and I think he liked me. There is a very special job, he said, and I'm prepared to nominate you for it. It is the profession of passenger pusher, and it requires strong arms and a tactful manner. You must push people politely. It is passenger pusher, not passenger shover. They gave me a smart uniform, which included two pairs of white gloves. I wore the gloves on alternate days, taking a pair home each night to be laundered and pressed. I was very proud of this uniform and of my position in the station. The station master was very proud of me, too. You will go far, he said, very far. I waited for him to explain, but he did not say anything more. I had been a passenger pusher for 4 years when I was approached by a woman who used to board a train at our station every day. I knew her as I had pushed her on several occasions, and she'd always smiled as I pushed her into the carriage. You have very gentle hands, she said to me. I do not mind being pushed by you. This woman owned a bar in a nearby city. She asked me whether I would like to come and work for her. I need a doorman, she said. Sometimes we get the wrong type trying to get into my bar, and I need somebody to push them away. Somebody like you, I think. I accepted her offer. The station master was very sad to see me go, but he said, I always knew you would go far. I told you that, didn't I? Remember? I enjoyed my new job. At the end of the evening, when it was time for the bar to close, I would have a drink with my boss before I went home. I am so glad that you came to work for me, she said. I still saw my colleagues from the railway. There had been a number of us, passenger pushers from different stations, who had a sort of association, a club, really. We had a secretary and a president. We met every other month in a restaurant. There was always a lot to talk about. Passengers are always doing odd things. We would also discuss salaries and leave arrangements and things of that sort. And we would write to the railway company if any of our members was treated unfairly. We were very conscious of our professional status and even had a code of conduct by which we all abided. It had been agreed that if you retired or went to work somewhere else, you were still entitled to attend the meetings of the Passenger Pusher Association. I looked forward to my first meeting after I had left, as I had a lot to tell my friends about my new job. I was not prepared, though, for the reaction that greeted me at that first meeting. They were polite, of course, just as one would expect passenger pushers to be, but they were distant. They listened to me as I told them about the new job, but I could see from the look in the eyes of a number of them that they were slightly disapproving. I asked my closest friend in the association what was wrong. He was clearly embarrassed, as we do not like to be too direct in Japan, and it is difficult to give people unwelcome news. But eventually he lowered his voice and said, Takahashi-san, this is very awkward. Many of these people feel that it is dishonorable to do what you do. You push people away now. That is very different from pushing them in. He paused. That is a problem, you see. It is a question of honor. I had to admit that I had never thought of this, but now that he mentioned it, I could see how an honorable person could well feel that way. I have done a terrible thing, I said. I have dishonored my profession. He looked away. I did not want to tell you, he said. I still regard you as my friend. I thanked him. Please tell the others that I shall remedy this very bad situation, I said. He nodded. I shall do that. I spoke to my new boss. I explained that I could no longer act as a doorman who had to push unwelcome people away. She listened to me, and when I had finished, she said, I am very sorry that I have been the cause of your embarrassment. It is I who have dishonored your profession. I should have known better. I assured her that it was not her fault, but she said that she still wanted to set things right. I would be given the job of supervising the young women who took customers' coats and hung them up. It is a very important job, she said. Your salary will be adjusted upwards accordingly. After 6 months, she asked me to marry her. I agreed, and now we live happily together in her mother's house. It is a large house, and there is room for everybody. We have two cats and a fish tank with tropical fish. I am not pushing people any longer, as we have employed another doorman. He is a retired sumo wrestler, and so he is very good at the job. We are very happy. I have taken up a new hobby, making kites. My kites fly well, soaring in the wind, touching the sky above my head. White squares that dip and dance, their tails streaming behind them like lines of tiny birds. I watch my kites and think of reasons to be pleased with the world. Sometimes it seems like a very long list. Sometimes it is much shorter. Kites, clear skies, friends, love, the sight of a dove on a branch. You do not need much more than that, I think. And that's the story about the passenger pusher from the Tiny Tales. This is Sue. Thanks for listening.